Hi. Dictation follow visit. May Carney, M-A-E. Last name is Carney, C-A-R-N-E-Y. The date of birth is 3/26/1993. Date of accident 1/18/2022. And date of service is 10/25/2023. The patient presents for a follow-up visit. She was last seen on 9/25/2023. She's a regular compliant patient. She was initially injured in an automobile accident where she was a driver of a Chevy Traverse truck and was hit on the driver's side. She hit another car on the driver's side of the other car, as the other car did not stop on a stop sign. The result was that she injured in her head with severe headaches associated with dizziness, forgetfulness, confusion, focus problem, nausea, as well as pain in the neck and the lower back and the left shoulder and both knees. Patient has had extensive physical therapies, chiropractic treatment, acupunctures, and various other local treatment, medications, conservative treatment. She has been discharged by the U.S. rehab now, as saying that this is all they could do. She reports that her neck pain is now only 2 or 3, which was originally 9. And and the lower back pain is around 5. The radiation to the left buttock and left leg is now much less often. She also seen Dr. Ramakrishna for her herniated disc of the cervical spine on October 16. She has a herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6. He is not willing to do surgery, thinking that she is too young for surgery. She also is seeing a psychiatrist because she was quite depressed and crying and suicidal on the last 3 visits. She was referred to Dr. Ventis, V-A-N-T-I-S. I do not have any records from Dr. Ventis and Dr. Ramakrishna for her visit records. The patient reports that pain level is only 4 to 5 and the ADLs are affected only 5. The 60% improvement is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the rest of the ADLs, system review, as well as additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history. The patient has only low back stiffness, no major pain, and neck stiffness, no major pain, and some numbness occasionally, rarely, in the left leg with slight difficulty walking. Patient is able to work all along. Kindly, physical examination is as follows. Blood pressure is 138 over 95, pulse is 94, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam is same from previous visit of 9/25/2023. Dictation number is 0927-055. Plan, please, patient is advised to continue seeing the neurologist, Dr. Blair Gross, and Dr. Ventis, who is a psychiatrist. Continue doing counseling. She is referred to as a chiropractor if she wants to visit further. Home treatments, including yoga, meditation, and heat treatment, including wet treatment, water treatment, as well as the infrared laser treatments have been discussed with the patient. Patient should continue her medications and continue working towards the job. An EMG was ordered for left upper extremity and left lower extremity, which have never been done. Patient is a non-surgical approach at this time, and so she has been advised about the role of injections, which is lumbar epidural and cervical epidural. Patient has not been forthcoming for getting those treatment. Currently, she wants to try laser treatment only. And so that is all okay. She is also is provided with the photolux, photobiomodulation, onlux treatment, and cervical traction has been discussed. Cervical pillow has been ordered. The patient is quite satisfied with our treatment. She's coming to the end of our treatment at this time. It appears that she wants to continue a conservative treatment approach and continue seeing a psychiatrist. Otherwise, she's stable. Her mood is a little bit better today, than it was before.